Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Good morning. We are still live at the Cobb Galleria, where an action-packed crowd of over 1,000 movers and shakers in the Atlanta technology community gathered to honor the 2014 CIOs of the Year. There were some amazing finalists. Every single person here is a winner in the technology community and in life itself. I am very, very honored that sitting next to me right now is a good friend of mine, Mr. John Traynor. John is the Vice President and CIO of Aaron's. Many people know Aaron's Rents. It's actually Aaron's Inc. But John was the winner today, CIO of the Year in the global category, which is organizations of over 10,000 employees. John, welcome to Booth 61 and congratulations.
Thanks, Ricky. It's great to be here.
What did you think when they called your name?
Well, I was sure that I'd pick somebody else in the category that I knew was going to win. So, frankly, I was a little bit shocked. Didn't have any kind of talk prepared, and so it was definitely shocking. Can we get Jay Farrow? Is there security to get Jay Farrow out of here?
Security. Tell me this. What was the overall event like today for you, outside of winning, which was a lot of fun?
Yeah, I told Kelly Harris at GCLA that this was the best event so far, obviously because I won. That's why it was the best event. But no, it is so cool. One thing I said in my talk was when I look across the room and as I walk through the crowd, I like everybody here. It's a great group. And Lee Crump and I, before the event, were talking about that. And it's just really good people who are all trying to make technology better in Atlanta, whether it's somebody selling something or a practitioner who's, you know, doing technology for a company, and just everybody that supports the technology initiatives. And so it's just a great environment.
Well, I talked about somebody a little earlier as well, and I could talk to people from HP or Dell or Microsoft, and you can talk about great technology in Austin or Boston or Research Triangle, but when people start talking about community, they all talk about Atlanta. And I think it's because of you and Jay Farrah and Lee Crump and Frank Bell and so many others. Why has that happened here?
Maybe it's Southern hospitality. I mean, most people here aren't from the South, but I think... There are so many just great people who are friendly, and one thing about the technology community in Atlanta is they're not pure technologists. A lot of great personalities, and I think those personalities mean that everybody enjoy getting along with each other, and so it brings out that communication and collaboration. I had somebody who just recently, a fellow CIO, knew somebody from my organization was looking to work there. And he actually did what I thought was the most incredible thing. He reached out to me and said, I just wanted you to be aware of this. And frankly, I gave a great reference to that person because he's an awesome person. But it's that willingness to be selfless that makes this a great community, because he didn't have to tell me anything. He could have taken a great person from my team. But he did that because respect and hoping that I'd do the same thing. And I'm sure I would, you know, next time around.
Well, for you personally, though, being the CEO of Aaron's, a huge company, I know that's probably, it must not be a full-time job, and you must not be very busy, because I saw you last week at Genuine Parts on a panel. You volunteer your time day in and day out to different organizations. How does that work?
It's time. You do a lot of time. So like the Genuine Parts talk, you do that at lunch, you fit it in. Immediately after that, I scooted up and did a town hall meeting with my whole team. And we had a great opportunity to figure out what we're doing for the next few months. And it is all about just really working hard, putting the time in, doing whatever you can to achieve good work-life balance. When there's an opportunity to give back, but focus heavily. We got a lot of stuff we've got to work on at Aaron's, a lot of technology needs, and I've got a great team that makes all that happen. So it's a lot of work, but I wouldn't trade it.
I think it comes down to the heart. There's a lot of brainiacs in this room and in the technology community all in all, but I think in the room that's next to us, which is filled with CIOs and service providers, and sitting next to me is a huge heart. And I think the heart is what makes this community and you such a unique individual, and why I'm sure you won the CEO of the Year.
Well, that's very kind. I think it's a passion, a love for, you know, maybe that's the heart part of it, is a love for what we do. And, you know, I love what I do. I can't imagine doing anything different. And I always say that I didn't choose technology. Technology chose me. And it's not really just technology. It's solving problems. It's making businesses better and giving people what they need and serving them to make them better, whether it's our customers or whether or not it's, you know, it's the people we serve within the organization.
Well, John, it's been a privilege being with you. And I know there's a lot of people in that room that would like to say hello to you and pat you on the back and look at your new statue. So thank you for dropping by, and I look forward to seeing you in the next days and weeks to come.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.